The first reading is from the book of Genesis. Now the serpent was the most cunning of all the animals that the Lord God had made. The serpent asked the woman, "Did God really tell you not to eat from any of the trees in the garden?" The woman answered the serpent, "We may eat of the fruit of the trees in the garden. It is only about the fruit of the tree in the middle of the garden that God said, 'You shall not eat it or even touch it, lest you die.'" But the serpent said to the woman, "You certainly will not die. No, God knows well that the moment you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like gods, who know what is good and what is evil." The woman saw that the tree was good for food, pleasing to the eyes and desirable for gaining wisdom. So she took some of its fruit and ate it, and she also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate it. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they realized that they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together and made loincloths for themselves. When they heard the sound of the Lord God moving about in the garden at the breezy time of the day, the man and his wife hid themselves from the Lord God among the trees of the garden. And the Gospel reading is from St. Mark. Chapter 7. Jesus left the district of Tyre and went by way of Sidon to the Sea of Galilee, into the district of the Decapolis. And people brought to him a deaf man who had a speech impediment, and begged him to lay his hand on him. He took him off by himself away from the crowd. He put his finger into the man's ears, and spitting, touched his tongue. Then he looked up to heaven and groaned and said to him, "Ephphatha," that is, "be opened." And immediately the man's ears were opened, his speech impediment was removed, and he spoke plainly. He ordered them not to tell anyone, but the more he ordered them not to, the more they proclaimed it. They were exceedingly astonished, and they said, "He has done all things well. He makes the deaf hear and the mute speak." The Aramaic term used here, Ephphatha, has found its way into the baptismal liturgy of the Church. One of a series of gestures and symbols that bring out the meaning of baptism, the Ephphatha means the newly baptized infant has his or her mouth and ears touched, to indicate that the Church looks forward to the day when they will hear the Word of God for themselves and profess the faith with their own lips. The miracles of sensation recorded in the Gospel, the blind see, the deaf hear, the dumb speak, they are all connected with faith and so with baptism. It is not just that they come about as a result of faith, but that they also symbolize faith. Faith means hearing human words bearing God's word. It means seeing created reality, revealing God's reality. It means confessing with our lips what we have come to believe in our hearts. "He has done all things well," the people say of Jesus. "He makes the deaf hear and the dumb speak." Through the gift of faith celebrated in baptism, he continues to do this. Makes the deaf hear God's word, the dumb speak God's praise, the blind see God's presence. Of course, Adam and Eve had their eyes opened in another way, as we are reminded by today's first reading. They wanted to gain wisdom, something the serpent promised would come to them by eating the fruit in disobedience to God's command. "They would become like gods," he says, "knowing good and evil." And they do come to know good and evil, but from the perspective of evil. They seek to lay their hands on wisdom, and in doing so distort their fuller vision, even as it is born. The mission of Jesus is to enable men and women to receive the wisdom he brings, which means seeing good and evil, yes, but now from the perspective of good. This is the more comprehensive knowledge, deeper, more radical, stronger, and more coherent. The distorted wisdom gained through the fall of Adam and Eve disturbs all hearing, all seeing, all speaking. The anxiety generated by their realization of nakedness can be taken to refer to a more extensive unsettling of an earlier equilibrium, an unsettling that leaves them unhappy in their bodies, and so not seeing, not hearing, not speaking well. The line is clear then from God's original intention in creating man and woman in his image and likeness. The plan is disturbed by the serpent's cunning and human weakness. Jesus restores the balance, but not without a great struggle. He is the choicest fruit of the Father, good for food, pleasing to the eyes, and desirable for gaining wisdom. All who need help in hearing, seeing, and speaking can come to him. Ephatha, he says, be opened, so that we may hear the word of life, so that we may see the truth he brings, so that we may speak words of wisdom and compassion learned from him.